listener production.
Hello, it's Rosie O'Brien. It's the early Christmas present nobody asked for, with the Reserve Bank using its final board meeting of the year to lift rates to a 10-year high. Today's quarter of a percentage point hike takes the official cash rate to 3.1%. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says it will mean even less money left in people's pockets.
This is another $75 a month that Australian homeowners need to find for every $500,000 that they've borrowed.
Caught today for a man who allegedly attacked former bikie boss Moody Tajor in a Gold Coast car park at the weekend. The 31-year-old is facing two charges and is set to appear in the Beenleigh Magistrates Court. Tajor has backtracked on plans to rejoin the Nomads. He had vowed to seek revenge following the bashing. More than 170,000 Queenslanders have been snapped doing the wrong thing behind the wheel. New cameras caught nearly 120,000 drivers using their mobile phone and over 52,000 people not wearing a seatbelt or wearing it incorrectly. And both Brisbane and the Gold Coast have already exceeded their forecast top temps today. 35.2 degrees recorded at the Gold Coast Seaway at 12:40 p.m, a little warmer in Brisbane. Adam Florey from the Queensland Ambulance Service says we've got to be smart about how we handle the heat.
Drink lots of water, wear some sunscreen, put on a hat, you know, try to take up some shade where possible.
Heatwave conditions are forecast until Friday. That's when we'll see a cool change. Nathan Lyon is pretty happy with Lance Morris earning a test call-up. Morris is on standby to cover for Pat Cummins ahead of the second test against the West Indies beginning on Thursday.
A genuine fast bowler come into the squad and learn off the likes of Pat, Josh and Mitch. I think they're obviously at the top of their game.
To NRL and the Gold Coast Titans, number 6 and 7 jersey are wide open with four genuine candidates in the mix ahead of the club's round one clash with the West Tigers. Tanner Boyd, Kieran Foran, AJ Brimson and Toby Sexton throwing coach Justin Holbrook a healthy curveball.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.